again, 28th October 2009, second audio WHO recording. Now I'm leaving campus, walking back to the station after a radio class. The school here is going to be starting a streaming online station in the coming months. They've purchased all the equipment, and we're just now waiting to get the audio stream, for which I must write up a purchase order once I get all the details from a student. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. I was thinking that, you know, perhaps some of the Audio Boo people will have listened back to my earlier thoughts, and sense that I'm complaining. I hope that impression doesn't come across. I'm absolutely thrilled with the Audio Boo deal. I find myself thinking about what's going to be the next recording. What am I going to say? And then also, what am I going to hear? Could very well be that they're working on this notion of a threaded discussion. Who knows? For me, it's just so cool to think about other people are discovering this usage of recorded audio in the internet. Podcasting, right? It's not a podcast show, but I've always, myself, thought of podcast as more the verb than the noun. You know, it's the means of distribution through RSS. So, right on, Audio Boo. While I was looking through the site this morning, I encountered Adrian Short, and I'm now following his stuff. He had a how-to audio tutorial for how to do a first pages recording. And I had noticed yesterday one of these first pages where it was just some guy reading from a book, first page of a book, which is a cool enough premise. But I thought to myself, why does somebody need a tutorial for how to produce an Audio Boo for just reading a page of a book? So I listened to it, expecting to hear something that would not be of really much use. You just turn on record and read. But I was wrong. Yeah, I was wrong. I found that, well, Adrian did explain, you turn on the recorder and read the page, but he also talked about adding the tag, first pages, and then he went on to say that you can click on that tag when you're listening to the recording, and you'll find all the other Audio Boos that have the same tag. And then he said the next thing, which really just blew me away, he said you can subscribe to that tag, the RSS feed for that tag. So that's it. That's the piece that I was sort of imagining needs to exist, and it already does. So thank you, Audio Boo. So I did. I subscribed to the first pages tag, and then right now in my iPod are a dozen or so readings. Most of them by Adrian. There are some others, but I guess since A is first in the alphabet, I heard his first. What a great idea. You know, filling that 5 minutes with a person reading the first page of a book, and then you get an idea, if you're listening, if it's something that you want to go out and buy the book. But I was also thinking this would be great for people studying English as a second language. What a great source of listening material. And if they got the book, they could actually read along and get pronunciation practice. So, pretty cool how that happens. Fun discovery. That's a project I might try to contribute something to. Anybody can, so if it sounds appealing, check out Adrian's how-to. Figure out how to do it. Go ahead and do it. And then put that tag on. And subscribe to the tag, first pages, in your pod catching software, whatever it is, iTunes or whatnot. Well, great. So a good day. I think this will be my last one for today, but there might very well be another one tomorrow. So thank you. Thank you very much.